Hosea chapter 4. Hear the word of the Lord, you sons of Israel, for the Lord has a quarrel with the inhabitants of the land. For there is no truth, and there is no mercy, and there is no knowledge of God in the land. They burst out in cursing and lying and murder and stealing and adultery, and they strike with bloodshed upon bloodshed. That is why the earth will mourn, and every inhabitant of it will languish, among the wild animals and among the birds of the sky. And also the fish of the sea will perish. But let no one quarrel, and no one contend, for your people are like those who contend with the priest. So you will stumble in the daytime, and the prophet will stumble too with you at night, and I will reduce your mother to silence. My people are reduced to silence for want of knowledge, for you have rejected knowledge, and I have rejected you from officiating as a priest to me. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I for my part will forget your sons. As they increased, they sinned against me. They have exchanged my honour for dishonour. They eat the sin offering of my people, and they set their affections on iniquity. And the people and the priest acted in the same way, so I will visit their ways on them, and I will requite them with their own deeds. And they will eat, but not be satisfied, and they will commit prostitution, but not abound, for they have forsaken the Lord and the keeping of his law. Prostitution and wine and new wine have taken hold of their heart. My people inquires at its wooden idol, and its stick answers them. For a spirit of prostitution has led them astray, and they commit prostitution under the eyes of their God. On the tops of mountains they offer sacrifices, and on the hills they burn incense, under the oak tree, the white poplar, and the terebinth, for its shade is pleasant. Which is why your daughters commit prostitution, and your brides commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they commit prostitution, or your daughters-in-law when they commit adultery, for the men go aside with prostitutes, and they sacrifice with the harlots. So the people who do not understand will stumble. Although you engage in prostitution, O Israel, don't let Judah become guilty, and do not go to Gilgal, and do not go up to Beth-Aven, and do not swear, "The Lord lives." For Israel is recalcitrant like a recalcitrant heifer, and now the Lord will put them to pasture, like a lamb in a wide open place. Ephraim is joined to idols. Leave him to it. Their drinking bout has gone. They have loved committing abundant prostitution. Give them their way. Her princes are a dishonour. The wind has tied her up in her wings, and they will be ashamed of their sacrifices.